Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be in the multi-dimensional zone, or the zone that's multi-dimensional, however way you want to word it. I was doing some research just before the show, and it's interesting what I was looking at, and basically what I'm going to talk about here is how the injections actually kill you. Not just the fact that they can kill you because of, you know, they got this or that. I'm actually going to show you the modus operandi, how they work. And we've all seen the magnetic fields and the magnetic people becoming magnetized, right? But that's part of the kill switch. They are bringing in this kill switch to, again, control the genetics or the bots or the program or the operating system to direct it and to do whatever. When we're looking at frequencies, don't listen to anybody who's a Johnny come lately in the nano, you know, too much. They don't know enough to know anything, to be quite honest with you. They have discovered something, and this is good, and I think you should give them their due to help them maybe evolve and develop, depending if they're going to continue to research and study. But frequencies with this technology, the range is from the lowest to the highest. There is no set parameter where it's going to work specific. Anybody who's saying that doesn't know enough to tie their shoe with Velcro. End of story. They don't really realize that it doesn't take much to get nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanobioengineering, nanobiology to perform according to the program. And the activation can be anything. So I'm going to give you a couple ways in which that it's done. Okay, magnetic field propelled micro nano robots. Now, according to Moderna's research, if anyone's gone to the Moderna page, they tell you that in their injections they got one to the 10th to the 50th power. In other words, one with 10 with 50 zeros following it, of components in a syringe. Now, some of you might think that's impossible, but it's not impossible because we're talking on a nano scale. They could even put more in there. But 1 to 10 to the 50th power of materials inside the Moderna vaccine alone, probably the Pfizer as well, since they're both similar in their design. So how are they getting the payload to the rest of the body? Now, some are saying, well, they're using the spike protein. The spike protein is what your body's manufacturing. And the spike protein is what may be part of the assembly for you to create whatever they want you to create. And or it could be used in a way to cause the body to become self-destructive. But nobody's talking about nanobots going all over the place, networking, and delivering payload. Let me read this. The most common propulsion energies are magnetic fields. Diverse swimming techniques are allowed in this realistic alternative. A surface walker or a hobby swimmer uses magnetic propulsion. Okay, let me go get past that. A torque generated and external magnetic fields. Where would you get an external magnetic field? How about a cell phone? How about a tower? How about a radio, AM and FM? How about radio frequencies, RFs, how about ELFs, how about EMS, how about just, you know, being around an electric motor? Okay, think about that. A torque generated by external magnetic fields in micro and nano robots formed helically can be driven by magnets. ABF is frequently combined with drug-loaded liposomes, an external temperature-sensitive drug-release liposome, and a titanium-coated ABF were used to build a microbiotic model released around 75% at 41 degrees Celsius. That's close to 120 degrees. Well, not quite. Probably more like 115 Fahrenheit. Indicating its potential for targeted drug delivery. Okay, again, these are bots following an operating system going through the network that has been put there by these injections, plus it's been put there. Majority of these networks, and you better understand this, didn't necessarily come from the injections. Majority of these networks came from the food you're eating and the air you're breathing and the water you're drinking, because they have dumped nanoparticles, nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanobioengineering materials, nanofullerenes into the environment already. You look at our food supply alone, how they're putting nanosilver in the food supply and other nanocomponents in the food supply. Yeah, it makes you realize that there's no stone they haven't turned. They left no stone unturned. So metal will be added to a core material or surface coverage in vivo. In vivo, metal, for example, can stimulate the body's immune system, inflammation, and other side effects. They're using toxic, like, for instance, iron oxide, which most of you are not even paying attention to because you're too busy looking at graphene. Oh, the graphene, the mean, lean graphene machine. We should really be looking at iron oxide and looking at other potential metallic materials like the titanium. Okay, especially if they're using titanium, basically this is designed to go into the male testicles and shut them down. This is a means of a nanobiological warfare that they are now they're talking about using these things medically for the benefit of mankind. No nanoparticle, metallic-wise, benefits us in any way. In fact, you have to coat them so they don't cluster and aggregate inside the body, further causing an ROS response mechanism or heavy metal poisoning. But that doesn't always work either. Remember, you are already loaded for decades with this nanomaterial. I shouldn't say nanomaterial, nanomaterials. They can pull from anything you've been exposed to, nano-wise, and convert that to whatever they want to convert it through magnetic field, as we were just reading now, frequencies, electrical fields, you know. Sky's the limit. Now here's where hydrogen comes in. This is another, because we're talking about endogenous energy. In other words, causing a chemical reaction. This is why I told you about 6G. 6G goes in with the 5G, or sorry, 6G goes in with the infrared and the ultraviolet. The infrared goes in and delivers the ultraviolet frequencies, or the higher range frequencies, the terahertz frequencies, into the body, hitting the cells, releasing oxygen, which now causes a chemical reaction to amplify this frequency or the signal going through the body. Let me read this to you. Here's where hydrogen comes in, and endogenous energy is generated by chemical and biological interactions in order to collect chemical energy from the environment. This type of micro nano robot is always symmetrical. A redox reaction is a popular way to convert chemical energy into a nano robot motor. The most widely used technique was a hydrogen peroxide breakdown reaction. Metals, enzymes, and alkaline environment can all dissolve hydrogen peroxide in water or oxygen. The advantage of chemically driven endogenous energy is that micro nanorobots can be guided to their destination by magnetic fields. Magnetic fields. Why are things sticking to you? Why are you having magnets sticking to you, or metallic materials that are magnetically attracted to magnets sticking to you? Perhaps they are directing something to you, or inside of you, or directing the flow of these infectious injections through the body. Think about that. Think about that. You know. Let me continue here. The gas produced by the chemical reaction transforms the robot's motion into a gastric tract. However, the chemical self-propelled nanorobot has several flaws. Its motion is difficult to control, and the ionic medium easily disrupts it. That's why when you get the magnetic effect, you want to use an ionic field or a static electrostatic surge to disrupt the magnetic field. Okay, getting an ionizer or being around an ionic field will help disrupt the magnetic effect that you may have been activated to. They're even showing you what to do here, how you can basically look at this and understand this is how you would fight this. This is how you would deal with it, one of the ways. Okay? So I'm showing you how they're screwing you over, how they're going to assault you, how they're going to violate you, how they're going to rape you, how they're going to alter your DNA. And okay, depending on methodology they're using, if they're going to be using a 6G direct hit on the body to release the hydrogen, to perhaps build a nanorobot inside you, because they've already got the materials to build implants and other things inside you, and you already have nanobots inside you just from the foods you're eating and the air you're breathing, then with that in mind, they can now use the hydrogen in your body by hitting you with a 6G frequency, releasing the hydrogen, which will allow these nanorobots to be able to move around. And if you got a cell phone will help activate the magnetic field even further, allowing for better control. Why do you think they gave you cell phones? Think about that. You know. So the third one, there's another one. There's different types of micro nanorobots in recent time. Successful and biocompatible micro nanorobotic systems based on red blood cells. Did I mention based on red blood cells? Bacteria and stem cells are available. Cells and microorganisms with superior escape mechanisms and biocompatibility can help provide specialty medication. Some guy created a self-directed hybrid neutrophil micromotor from loadable MSN because E. coli was pre-coded on non-dox loaded MSNs. What the heck is that now? Micro nanorobots. The developed system could efficiently move along chemo attraction graduates. Magnetic nanoparticles embedded in red blood cells enable magnetic guidance and movement in ultrasound populations. Quantum points imaging. Magnetic nanoparticles enable the red blood cells and microbots to travel and disperse medicines along predetermined paths. Are you getting how this is basically a kill switch? How the kill switch is working? See, when you read these reports on nanotechnology and nanobiotech and how they're going to make these things more efficient as a drug delivery method, you better really understand what they're telling you here. This is not about making the drugs more available to the body. This is about making the drugs more effective at killing the system. That's what this is all about. You know, you watch a Star Trek and they inject a guy with some kind of a hypo spray and it goes into the neck and basically injects whatever. That's the nanotechnology that they were already, you know, showing us way back in the 1960s. How they're injecting nanobots to be able to go into the body to help regenerate and restore the body. Now, this is what it looks good on television. Television, everything looks good. Everything looks very idealistic. But the reality is, it's a kill switch. And the more of this crap you put inside you, the harder it is to get rid of it. See, they tell you all these wonderful stories about all these products that you're taking that have nano and how they clear, how they have a method of clearance through the body. Majority of what they're telling the general population is pure bullshit. It doesn't clear. Silver doesn't clear the body. All this nano silver, everybody's buying at the health food store. The health food industry is killing you faster than you imagine. And the nano silver can get caught in all parts of the body, especially in the male physiology, you know, along your spine and your testicles. Imagine that. Then you wonder why you can't get erected, because your balls are being shredded to pieces. That's why. Same with titanium. Same with cadmium. And there are probably a whole slew of other nanometals that, if they get into the reproductive system, can cause untold damage to the male reproductive system. And now let's say you decide that you are going to, you know, engage in sexual activity to produce a child. As I said before, it's in your everything, even in the very core of the seed and the egg. Like I said, I don't know what we're producing today. Have no idea. It says, now, docs and quantum dots alone have 3 times the cytotoxicity. A combination of nanoliposome-containing drugs that the Magnetococcus manus MC1 strain showed over 55% cell penetration in special tumor hypoxic zones. Many microorganisms and cells have movement and behavior that could be studied for future nanorobot objects. See, they're planning on using these things because they are toxic to, you know, in order to kill, you know, either bacterial infections, viral infections, cancers, or whatnot. But what winds up actually happening is it doesn't really kill the invading force. It actually amplifies the effect of the invading force, because the materials they're putting in are also toxic to the body, causing a toxic reaction, further causing a breakdown in the immune system. They've never really, like I said, this has been nothing but pure fiction. What they've been trying to do and how they've been trying to do it. This whole thing that we're dealing with today is nothing but an experiment. Nothing but. I can't believe what I was seeing today. It's about 95 degrees here in Windsor, Ontario, with about 110 degrees with the Humidex. And people are walking around outside with a mask on. You can barely breathe without one on. And now you're going to be... And I think, personally, again, this is my speculation here, that they modified our weather here to bring on this excess of humidity and then change the rules of engagement, like they're doing in BC. They're going back to the whole... They're going back to the reset. They're resetting everything right back to square one, so that now they can introduce the passport. Introducing the passport. Because Canadians are fairly gullible. And I can say that with all humility. Fairly gullible. Because everything that they've done and shown and have expressed, they have turned it on, turned it off, turned it on, turned it off, turned it on, and the Canadians just fell apart.
I hear and obey, Igor. Igor, I hear and obey. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. How can I serve you, Master? Yes, Master. I hear and obey.
That's Canada. That's Canada. You know, for the most part, that's the bulk of the population is like that. There's a small percentage of the population that doesn't like that at all. In fact, they're the opposite. They'll tell you FRO. You know, they're not wearing a mask. They're not wearing this. They're not going to take a passport. They're not getting the shot. And there's a small percentage, probably about 28%, 30%, that are not, in this country anyway, are not going to go for this. They don't give a shit what the parliamentary people say. They don't care what the parliament says. They don't care what the prime minister or the premier say. They are not going to go along with it. Eventually, those who don't leave and go to a haven of some kind will be eventually rounded up and put in these internment camps, you know, like the Hunger Games. The Hunger Games was what it is. Okay, and they will kill people off, probably using some sort of Roman gladiator type entertainment, because these sick fucks, that's how they work. They're entertained by violence and bloodletting, and any form of atrocity seems to feed this specific energy. And this is where they'll have, you know, they will, and you know, they will force for people to comply with shit like this. Like I said, the best thing anybody could do is just stand their ground and just say no. We are all going to die one day. I keep saying this, you know, one day we are all going to die, all of us. You know, there might be some that might escape that, you know, and they'll be the last to be lifted up to the heavenly portals, because the dead in Christ will rise first. But when we're looking at all this, we are all going to die. The bottom line is, what are you going to die for? What is your death going to mean? What are you standing for? That's basically how you got to look at death. You know, because if we're going home, we're going home. We're not staying here. This is a shithole. Nobody in their right mind would want to stay in this shithole. So anyway, this is another. When you read this, understand, this is not about having a better drug delivery method. This is about having a more efficient method of killing people with an operating system. This is what this is really saying. Okay, let me repeat that. This is about not about a delivery method for better drug delivery. This is a more efficient kill switch. Okay, more efficient way of delivering a payload to make sure you're dead faster, more efficient killing. That's all this is. You know, a killing machine, a kill switch. We're never going to see the end of this. Okay, never. As long as people are staying stupid, and they can't help it at this point, they have been menticided, you know, they've had their minds literally blown out of the door. You know, they are now at the level of a 5-year-old child, and they're thinking, they're 5 years old. You know, and they will listen to the television, and they will listen to the radio, and they will listen about these numbers are going up all the time. And everybody I talk to has been saying the same thing lately. They're saying, like, the numbers are up again. They're saying, who the hell counted these numbers? Where did they get the data? I keep saying the same thing, you know, because the numbers I saw in California, 45,000 died of the injection, not because of an outbreak. And if it is an outbreak, let's just say hypothetically they're telling us the truth, which I really don't believe. I think it's more bullshit again. But let's say they did, that the numbers are adequately being going up. That would mean that the kill switches that they have injected into people are now becoming fully activated, which means we're going to have a very high, significant death toll. Okay, I'm already seeing, I've had somebody contact me tonight out in the West Coast, telling me that he feels that someone was being perplexed by demons and their hips were broken because they took the injection 6 months ago. Those of you who've taken the injection 6 months ago, it is going to start any time for you. You know, it's again not about fear, but a reality. They killed you through deception and manipulation and misdirection. Nothing's out here. Nothing at all. What we have is a fiction, a bad fiction, not a science fiction, a horror fiction, about individuals, a handful of individuals who have decided that they were going to decimate the world as we knew it and to bring on the new world order. And in so doing, they have damaged exponentially the population of the planet. The population of the planet has become so stupid at this point. The next thing that I'm going to probably see happen, we're all probably going to see happen, is they're going to have some sort of internment camp where you come in and they will treat you. And people will not be lined up every day coming in to be treated. Every day, treatment. And what eventually starts to happen is when people get so conditioned to coming in every day to get treatment, they will start to be eliminated. And nobody will think twice about it because they've been so used to coming in every day that they will think, oh, well, this person died. Must have, you know, they must have, it must have taken over. It must have done, you know, whatever. And nobody will think the wiser. Nobody. So like I said, this is the has been the agenda to further cause a global menticide, to get people so conditioned to trust and believe this establishment that's here today that they will voluntarily walk into the chamber of death and allow them to execute them. They will agree to the method. They will agree to die. They will agree, they will beg to die. You know, they will think it, they are doing an honorable thing by dying for the betterment of mankind. This must have been how the last few resets have happened. You know, maybe the wars that we were told about actually didn't happen. Maybe those wars were just fictitious. Maybe what they did, and maybe the plagues of Europe that were in the past and plagues in Asia that were in the past, maybe they too were fictitious. Maybe what was really going on is what we're seeing today on a level so sophisticated that it literally set us back to a point in time where the history that was there was erased. We're discovering things today that, you know, in the past has been here. And we've been told a lot of bullshit about the things in the past, giving us their version of the truth. But in reality, we're now recognizing that what they told us wasn't true at all. And in fact, the deception is still going on. I'm going to get into this. I don't know if I talked about it. I think I talked about one of the shows, but I'm going to repeat it again if I have. If you go into a hospital and you're lying on a cardboard structure that looks like a bed, that may wind up becoming your coffin. Now, a lot of countries in the world today have a population of people dying from these injections, and they're dying exponentially. So they don't have enough places to bury them or to treat them. So what's happening now is they've developed this bed or bedding so that if you lay on there and you die of the corona, COVID, deviant, SARS, COVID, Delta, Lambda, and any other Babalooey screwy name they're coming up with now, the Omega, the Alpha, the Zeta, the Boogie Woogie, whatever, you know, whatever they're going to come up with next, you know, again, has been a lie. And if you got any of that and you're on that bed, you're on that bed, and they decide to terminate you because of the euthanasia laws that they're passing, oh, he ain't gonna make it. Give him the shot. End it for him. She ain't gonna make it. Give her the shot. End it for her. Okay. Make sure we harvest the specific organs like the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus axis. Make sure we, you know, we remove the testicles. Make sure we remove the ovaries. Make sure we remove the brain. You know, take out the arteries. Take out the veins. Send it all to China so they can do something with it. That's where we're at. Some of you may think I'm a little crazy when I say that, but I'm not crazy. Not crazy. Do a little research. You'll find that organ harvesting is a major, major, major big business in this world today. So when we're looking at the at what's going on. See that kind of bed they're putting you on it? You may want to ask for a real bed. Just a thought. Just a thought. I was listening to Fauci. That's not that I listen to the guy. I don't. But Fauci is at it again with his delusional bullshit and fabrication. Another lie from the son of Belial. This F-tard has come out and stated that the FDA has given approval for the Pfizer vaccine. This is absolutely false. If you actually read the FDA statement on the Pfizer vaccine, it states that they just continued giving them the Emergency Use Act for the authorization of the use of these experimental injections. They have not, let me repeat, they have not been approved. This was designed to get the people who are saying that they're not taking the injections because the FDA hasn't approved them. So now they have renewed their ability to be used not as a approval, but to maintain the authorization they had in the past under the Emergency Use Act. That's what they done. And he's out there saying, oh, you know, forget about your freedom. Forget about your freedom. Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger say, screw your freedom. Screw your freedom. Well, when I hear shit like that, I figure, you know, you're here in America or Canada. These are supposed to be the two largest democracies on the planet, in Australia, which again, now Australia's pretty much hooped. But you come here from your country because the first thing you said, because America's a free country and you can make it here. Freedom. You have freedom here. You can do it. And then the guy's living in a posh Hollywood palace. He was a governor, I think, at one point in time. So think about this for 1 minute. Here's a guy that's been a governor and he's made his millions. And then he is saying, screw your freedom. I think the steroids he took in his younger days is finally eating at his brain, is what I'm thinking. And then Fauci is saying the same thing. Screw your freedom. Freedom, you don't forget to have no freedom. Take your shot. Forget the freedom. Take your shot. Forget freedom. Take the shot. Damn it, take the fucking shot. That's Fauci. Then Biden comes out there. Again, I don't know. Everything is done in three, so he's the third one. And he's saying, oh, the FDA has approved it. Does Biden know how to read? I don't even know if he knows how to read. But obviously, the FDA document that I got doesn't say they approved it. It just says that they have basically given the authority for it to be continued in use under the emergency, and while we're in emergency. We are going to be in the emergency up until 2028. The emergency is never going to stop. The moment they say the numbers are going down and we're going to go back to some sort of normalcy and we're going to blah-dee-dee and blah-da-da, next thing you know, the numbers are up again. Oh, the numbers went up. Oh, man, we're going to go back to wearing the mask. Don't hold hands no more. If you're going to have sex, just stand in front of each other. You know, don't breathe. Make sure you use the doohickey there. Clean your hands. Wear the diapers when... Put 10 diapers on. You got to wear diapers when you're in the house. You got to wear diapers when you go outside. You got to wear diapers in your car. You got to wear diapers when you're having a glass of beer or a glass of alcohol. You got to leave your diaper on. Don't take the diaper off. They're going to continue doing this. They haven't stopped. For those of you who still have your mental faculties in place, you can see that this is just a circle jerk. As the wheel keeps turning back and forth, it goes back and forth, back, and it's not going anywhere. If you think you're going to be able to travel, this is the other big thing I'm laughing at. I'm in hysterics. I took my shot so I can travel back home. What makes you think you're going to be able to go? What makes you think that they're not going to change the criteria there? What makes you think that they give a shit about you traveling to see mom, dad, and family? What makes you think that they're going to honor this? This is what blows me away when I hear people say this. You know, I understand that people are generally speaking trusting and good-hearted. I get that. But when someone keeps shitting on your hand and shitting on your head and doesn't stop, and they tell you, oh, I'm sorry, and they do it again, oh, I'm sorry, and they do it again, oh, I'm sorry. When are you going to realize that enough is enough? You know, I mean, it's one thing when people, you know, accidentally bump into each other or hurt each other or say something, and you know, and there's an apology, a genuine apology, and then an actual effort not to repeat whatever caused the pain or caused the affliction, but to continue to do it over and over. And then, I mean, Fauci, who seriously can take Fauci serious? What American actually believes that this guy gives a shit about Americans? See, I like I told you, I don't believe in any political strife. I don't believe any of these politicians give a shit about you either. That includes Trump. How is it that Americans can't see that he released on the general population a nanobiological warfare agent called an injection that the test subjects all died from? Explain that one to me. Unapproved. Test results all showed negative. In other words, the test subjects all died. So how is that? How does that work? That you still would put your faith in Georgia? He went down to Georgia. They booed him hard. They should have booed him. He should have left too. But see, this to me is an indication that what he says and who he's with shows where the preference is. It's who he's with, not what he's saying. And I'm not picking on Trump. Okay, don't get me wrong here on this. I'm not picking on. I'm just expressing to you what has gone down the pipe. You know, the sooner we wake up and realize that these politicians, irrespective of their stripe, don't care. Now we have an election going on, and the media is saying in Canada that there's a neck and neck race between the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party. And the Conservative Party and the Liberal Party are neck and neck, and Trudeau has lost a little bit of his popularity, blah, 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 blah. I hope Canadians do not fall for that bullshit again. I hope they don't fall for that again. It ain't gonna matter who you vote for in this country. If you do vote, put your name on the ballot. Don't vote for any of these parties. These parties all blow chunks. All of them. So, and doesn't matter who, generally speaking, those parties who are leaning more toward a hard right or more of an orthodoxy, they're the ones that usually can take a country into a totalitarian situation. Because what happens is the predecessor parties beforehand prepared the way for that. This is what happens in the same in the United States and Canada. Okay, you got a Liberal Party and you got a Democratic Party. So when they get in, they prepare the way and direct, put in place the direction where the country is going to go. When the Conservatives or the Republican parties go in, They make some minor modifications to the direction, but they don't deviate. They don't deviate. So as a result, the policies are still in place. So then what the conservatives and the Republicans do is they make money. They collect a lot of money that through whatever policies they make. They create jobs that create gives them a bigger tax base to collect from. So they collect more tax revenue. They build up the economic structure. And then they lose the election, and now the liberal parties or the Democrat parties now have the money that was put there by the conservatives or the Republicans to continue furthering the agenda, taking it down into a worse spiral or a worse fractal situation, and it goes and it's been going on ever since the Second World War, since the First World War. The world has been spiraling into a fractal that's taking us deeper and deeper and deeper into the abyss. That's where we're at. The other day I made a comment about 666 looking like three sperm, indicating that this is reflecting a genetic, either three strains of genetics or some kind of cloning. See, 666, don't you think that's a cloning technology? A cloning genetic? Just a thought. So anyway, I looked at this, and so I put it out there. So somebody sent me a page with DNA-666 and explaining basically what I was saying. It was interesting. Now, I never read the article before, but someone said that I was correct, and he sent me this as a validation. So I'm looking at this today. I'm not even right now. I'm looking at it as 666, sperm, genetic, clone. There will be no diversity under a 666 system. It's a one world system. In other words, nothing will deviate from from whatever is running the show. Whatever authoritarian system that's going on, whatever totalitarian system that's in place, nothing, everything will be uniform. We will all be a copy or a clone. This also implies mind control. Because if you have menticided people to a point where you've blown their minds out the door, and you've implemented the 666B system into them, which they've done, these injections is what they are, then what will happen is there will be absolutely no thought, no response, nothing. Everyone will be cloned. Everyone will be assimilated. Everyone will have upgrades. Everyone now will be in the same state they were when they built the tower. One mind, one language, operating system takeover. Imagine that. So you might want to read some of this stuff. It's not something that the local church is going to teach you. These are things that, again, if you look at them and correlate them to where we're at today, as I said before, it feels like we're in a paradox, that what was going on now is going on at the exact same time in Noah's day. It's like it's the same thing, but it's like we're different yet the same. It's just almost as if we're having a rerun. You know, and I can't put into words what I want to put in there to give you a relevance of every. Okay, the Bible says God, Jesus said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't change. Yesterday he was Jesus, today he's Jesus, tomorrow he'll be Jesus. No change, no deviation. So when we're looking at the days of Noah and what they were constructing and how people became menticided to a point that they were having operating systems put inside of them where they were able to connect with each other without even having to verbalize anything, that indicates that there was already some kind of AI networking going on already at that time. And the narrative of that time is what it is. And we're in that same narrative today. You know, I talked to another friend of mine. He's another believer, and he was saying the same thing. He says, yeah, this is the beast system. This is the mark of the beast. And as I'm expressing this very clearly and concisely with everybody, what we're seeing biblically, that, you know, all these events are going to take place and then the mark comes. The mark comes after, because it's being produced right now. And they developed everything so that everything will coincide at the exact same time it's supposed to coincide. And so it'll look like it has appeared all at once, but everything takes time and development. This, you know, and I'm seeing this more and more through the tech I'm dealing with. It's the correlation is just almost identical. As I always tell everybody, that, you know, this, the Bible is the playbook. The Bible is the game plan. Okay, this is what they're going by. They are going by these prophecies that are in Revelations and in Daniel and Jeremiah and minor. They're using these things. They are these are the playbook. Some people said a lot of these things have happened already. That's quite possible. That, you know, in other resets, some of these things may have already happened. But in this current reset, this is the playbook they're going by. This is the game plan. This is it today. That's why I tell you all the time, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. He even gives you a whole section there, what, Matthew 24? And it sounds sure as hell, with all the weather warfare going on, all the weather modifications, it sounds like this is what's going on. We've had, like I said, in 1 week, we had flooding, directed energy weapons, you know, damaged fires going on in different spots. I watched something tonight called The Deep Impact. And when I was watching it, I thought, isn't that interesting? They are already showing us that they already have this laser technology to blow asteroids out of the sky. And we know about directed energy weapons, because this is what this was, a very highly sophisticated directed energy weapon. So I'm thinking, oh boy, here we are. We got firepower. According to the movie, that the laser could split the moon in half. I wonder, again, just talking out loud here, contemplating, I wonder if they fired a laser at the moon, that would it turn it red? Would it singe the moon to such a degree that it would heat up the elements to turn it a blood red color? Again, I'm speculating, contemplating. I'm speaking out loud. I'm not saying that's the case. With all the 6G frequencies floating around all over the place, and 7G in some places and 8G in other places, it makes you wonder. You know, because the Bible is depicting a blood red moon. That sounds like something's being scorched pretty, pretty intensely. When I looked at the fire in Algeria from a directed energy weapon, the strontium and the lithium was being released and they were red. I wonder. Or maybe it's going to be one big major fireworks display. Again, I wonder. But something, you know, I just threw it out there. You can think about it or not. It's up to you. I mean, if you've got better things to think about, I'll also do that as well. On the ICE drive, I got a video I put up there. I put it there because I didn't think it was going to be much longer there. But when you look at the information on the jab, I call it a stab, jab, tag, and bag method, as a bioweapon, when you see that video, you're going to see things, a lot of things, hopefully. So like I said, you know, we're in a war. And when we're looking at all that's going on, especially like with that video coming up, you know, it's It'll hopefully open your eyes. Now, something interesting happened this week as well. The Romanians told the Romanian government stopped importing the injections or the vaccines due to the uncooperation of the people to take them. Imagine that. Romania told the government to FRO. Wow. We're not taking these shots. Now, mind you, Romanians do believe in God. I think the majority of them are Orthodox. When we're seeing that they have stopped, in fact, they got to sell the injections they got right now because they're going to expire. So they're going to spread them out somewhere else. Now, keep your eye on Romania. Keep your eye on Romania because Romania may have a weather weapon attack, may have directed energy weapons, may have tornadoes, or may have rain or snow or hail, or some shit's going to happen to these people. Just keep your eye. I'm not wishing this on them. I'm just, and nor am I bringing this into existence because I'm not, that's not the game. You know, I don't believe in that bullshit either. I'm going to speak and bring in fear, blah, blah, blah. That's such horseshit. I got people that believe that crap, you know. These people are putting themselves in a position where they're not going to say a word because they're afraid they're going to bring manifest something. The reality is this. Every time there has been an opposition to this agenda, the countries that opposed it paid. And they paid heavily. Presidents. We've had 5 presidents die already because they rejected the injection. So keep your eye on Romania. See what comes down the pipe. Just so that, you know, you understand that we're not in this, you know, that stuff like this happens. This is not some sort of sci-fi James Bond bullshit. This is real. You know. So, anyway, keep your eye on them. I almost forgot this. They're now bringing artificial beings into life. They're actually talking about declaring that virtual AI is a new life form. An interactive virtual AI. Imagine that. A frickin' cartoon is now becoming a new life form because what is operating the cartoon. Imagine that. I mean, we've given a robot citizenship in several countries, Japan and the Middle East. A machine has been given citizenship. Who comes up with this? How many of you ever read the comic book Magnus the Robot Fighter? I mentioned this before. If you've never read a copy, go see if you can find one and read some of the comics there. It's almost predictive programming. And the biggest concern back in the 50s about robots and AI was the very thing we're still worried about today, that they will one day take us out. I think, quite frankly, I think that it's already taking us out. I think the clones and the drones that we have in parliament and in government officials today, majority of them I think are nothing but AI virtual reality. Doesn't Biden look a little strange to most of you? You know. But anyway, interactive virtual AI. Let me read this. The AI beings venture out to the human world. And embark on their individual journey. They meet people from all walks of life and experience the trials and tribulations of human endeavors, and in the process gain and lose friends, build their careers, discover new talents, and explore their AI beingness. You know, imagine that. Okay, he was working on this. The scientist was working on creating a conscious robot or a conscious AI. Elim said, it showed me that there's a huge opportunity for a robot that is designed in the right way to be able to connect with people and gain trust from people. This is a sabotage waiting to happen. Just like everything else, once you lower your guard, the AI systems will take over. There was a Star Trek, the first one, with Kirk and Russell. They wound up on the planet, and they had all these robots all around these people, and they were going to use the ship to and hardwire it so that the database would stay connected. And they said that they were going to take over the universe in a period of time. They would succeed because they would be able to do everything for the people. They would become decadent and completely reliant on the AI systems. This is where this is always also going. Okay. Let me continue reading. If you're still under a delusion that these are not the markings of the beast when it says big and small, meaning youth, then maybe this will give you a gander. Oh, this was... they came out today with a statement saying that they got to now inject all the 12-year-olds to further stop the spread of this corona, COVID, SARS-CoV, whatever the hell it is, CoSARS. This is how much I pay attention to this shit anymore. The Delta, the Deviant, and whatever. We got to stop it now by injecting the kids. This is another tagging and bagging. You know, kids are dying. They did a prototype in Australia where they injected 24,000, I believe, 16-year-olds. Now they're going after the 12. This is a total sterilization. This is what they call muddying the waters or poisoning the waters. Let's say, hypothetically, we were able to stop this today. Stopped all of it. Stopped all the bullshit. Hung all the politicians. Hung all the representations of the medical field. Hung the FDA. Hung the pharmaceutical companies. Hung them all. Okay. We would still die because the damage that they have created would have reduced the population to almost next to zero. And zero growth, and the future generations would be incapable of reproduction because they have made everybody sterilized. They'll kill everything even if they're gone. Imagine that. This is the mentality we're dealing with. Like I said, there is no going back. We're not going back to Kansas, Dorothy. There ain't no Kansas. Kansas is gone. Bah, bye, boo-boo. Gone. You know. We are now going into new territory. New uncharted lands. You know. New designations. We are going where no living person has gone before. We're going where every demon has gone before. That's where we're going. Wherever every demon has gone before. Think about that. I think I'm getting close. I got to be getting close to my time. Let me take a look. Yep, almost there. All right. As I said earlier in the show, I always tell people to go read what Jesus had to say. Okay. If a king leaves a throne to come down to save his people, then we must be pretty important for him to do such a thing. Because most kings today wouldn't get off the throne to even wipe their backside. Here we have the King of Kings coming down here to save mankind, offer mankind a way out. My encouragement to you is to go read about the king. Read what he did while he was here among us. You know, read what he was trying to get across. The same battles we're battling today were being battled back then in his time. So I encourage you all to read the message that Jesus had to say. I'm not telling you to believe it. I'm not telling you not to believe it. What I am telling you to do is read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. I've got people calling me up these days and telling me that they've actually started going back and they're visiting the scriptures. They're actually reading them now. This is the playbook. I keep telling everybody this is the playbook. You're not going to find information anywhere else of what we're dealing with today. And you got to understand the language or the concepts of the language, what they're trying to get across. Also, read the book of Acts. You know, read how the church got actually started and the struggle it had. Read the letters to the countries where Christianity was being spread. Read Revelations. You know, read the New Testament. Read it. Read it for you. Think about what's out here today, what we're dealing with, and how it correlates to what you're reading. You know, make a decision then on your own, one way or the other. Your call. All I'm telling you to do, and I'm really not telling you to do anything, I'm just basically saying, I'm encouraging you to investigate for yourself the Bible, the New Testament specifically. The New Testament is under, it's a new covenant. For those of us who are not born in Israel, that covenant is for us. The old covenant are for those people of Israel who came out of Egypt and have continually failed in trying to achieve salvation, because they are still trying to follow legalism, laws which all they do is point out that you will fail. Anybody who's living under the letter of the law, you will never succeed. The law is designed to show failure. The laws were designed to show incompetence and incapability of actually fulfilling the laws. You're doomed to fail if you follow the laws. So when people start talking about, you know, keeping holy the Sabbath, well, this is a legal concept, you know. And as the New Testament provides, it says some people will keep the Sabbath, and that's fine. Others think the Sabbath is every day. I'm one of those guys. I think the Sabbath is every day. My thinking is that God made every day anyway, including Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday, Saturday being the Hebrew Sabbath. So why aren't we giving God thanks every day? That's my thinking. And since God has never rested, according to Jesus, you know, well, then he's working 7 days a week too. That's my thinking, and that's my take on it. And again, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to disagree with it. I'm just giving you what I'm saying. So, again, and don't throw any kind of legalism with me on this, because I'll just ignore it anyway. So save your emails. Anyway, read it. Read what Christ has to say. You know, read. I just shouldn't have rambled on that. But anyway, read what Christ has to say. Okay? Read what Jesus has to say, and follow that to the best of your ability. Like I said, this is the game book. All right, I also have people on the links there, all kinds of them. You know, I'm encouraging you to go and look at all the links above. There's links below with all the data and links above with all the people that are contributing and trying to get people to, you know, wake up or heal or find some solutions. So check them out. Help them out financially if you can. If you can't, that's fine. Share their data. Share their information. You know, I can't emphasize enough that if you got people that are giving you the real deal data, then support them financially. You know, why not? Instead of supporting these other things that aren't doing anything for you except killing you, support those who are trying to make a difference, a real difference. But if you can't and you're broke, don't worry about it. Do what you can by sharing the data, sharing the information with everybody. That's just as important. Just as important. Alrighty, as I always state on these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, and take care.